Are we all right? Are we dying? What's happening? We just we started this, but then everything on my computer decided to stop working. So hopefully it's all working now, and hopefully we're back on the podcast. We were just saying it's melt season essentially.
Melt isn't it? It's really hot. Not as in the derogatory term for people who aren't Who are stupid, yeah.
Well, it could be both for us. I mean,
yeah. it's melt season, all right.
Oh yeah, it's basically at the point in England where it's far too hot. Bearing in mind, it's fine. Okay. Bearing in mind, last podcast I was just talking about being in Saudi Arabia, which is like one of the hottest countries on earth. It's hotter here right now.
Yeah.
It feels so much hotter right now than it got to like 38 degrees in Saudi Arabia, but England hits different. Let me just see what temperature in you want to do. 21 degrees, it says right now. It's 21 degrees. It got to 38 there, and it feels so much hotter here. But that's just the season we're in. It is the season to be sunburnt. Fa la la la, you're ginger.
I am. So it's not a good time for me. Not a good time.
Do you actually get subject to being burnt quite a bit? I mean, you've not really been... You don't really go to really sunny places a lot, do you? You don't really go on holidays a lot.
No, not really. But I can definitely burn up easily if I've not got sunscreen on. I can like get a sunburn working outside.
Because I thought that like, because you work outside a lot, your body might be used to it. And also like, I know. I think Jasmine's going for a walk with the dog probably. Oh no, I know where she's going. It's fine. Yeah, because you work outside a lot, I thought you you might be a bit more robust. And also, our dad's got like olive skin.
Yeah, he does.
And
yeah.
He kind of is generally quite tanned.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I've got our dad's skin in terms of that, because like I'm not as dark as him, but when I go on holiday, it's rare that I get burnt up much.
I have disgusting pasty white albino skin. I look like the fucking Harkonnens from Dune.
Yeah. When you were bald, you probably more so.
Yeah, but, yeah. And when I could float as well with the anti-grav technology in my spine, yeah.
It also basically just means that we've got windows open, so there might be car noise. There might be, the guy that I've talked about walking around with a party speaker for no reason. I don't know how he powers that while he's walking around. It takes a lot of power to run those things.
He has it hooked up to like a car battery or something, like on a night charger.
And it's just like strapped to him. Yeah. So all of that could be going on. Speaking of Saudi Arabia, I forgot to tell you a couple bits, and I knew I would have, but it's all right. I can just tell them now. Right behind us, that you can see on the video version, we got given this this bag from the cultural tour, and that's made out of the same material that they have for their curtains and stuff. It also came with a tiny coffee pot and a little mascara jar, like a classic one. But this, like mascara, you dip it in, it's got like a brush on the end. Mm-hmm. Not this.
Okay.
It's just fucking metal. So it's like, it's obviously like a one that they would have used historically, but I'll show you it. It's like,
is it meant for like, you know, like, you know, just eyeliner?
Yeah. So back in the day, well, no, it's mascara, so it would have been for your eyelashes.
Yeah.
So you kind of unscrew this thing from top, mm-hmm. and it's just like, it's just metal.
Do you still blink on it like that?
Oh, yeah, I suppose you would. I was picturing you got the tip of it and like
No, you fucking it. You clearly never applied mascara before, Jay. You hold the fucking thing sideways up to your eyelashes and then you like blink on it.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
That's how
Why
you
do we need a brush nowadays? That seems
they fucking
like it'll
made
work
out,
fine.
Didn't they? They're fine. Yeah.
What's ironic about this is he was giving us these things in this bag, and it was like, I felt like, oh, we're getting some like proper metal traditional stuff here. Can you read what it says on top of there?
Pakistan.
Remember that?
The other side. Sorry, the other side says made in, so yeah. The whole thing says made in Pakistan. Yeah.
So I was thinking, oh, sweet, like some actual like old school traditional kind of ones. And then I looked and I didn't see the made in bit first, I just saw Pakistan. I was like, huh. I don't know how traditional this is.
Yeah.
But there was that. It came with a bunch of stuff like a Quran and things like that in there. Do you remember I told you we went into the desert to see the...
Wait a second, where is the Quran?
It's downstairs.
Okay, where have you got it placed? Because it can't be anywhere.
I don't think I'll tell you.
Okay.
Right. It's not like anything that I've done
ripping,
wrong.
Like, shit out of stuff here. I've got wry feet.
This is why I didn't want to place you there. You're, like, standing all over all my plugs. But, it's not because I've put it anywhere weird. Yeah. I just don't want you near holy texts.
Okay, that's fair, yeah.
Went into the desert, saw the edge of the world thing that, like, you know, went on forever. Told you about that.
Yeah.
What I didn't tell you, I told you the story about the American woman who were on way back moaning. I didn't tell you that on the way back, I needed a shit. No. And the only toilets that they could stop off at for, like, hours were the hole-in-the-floor toilets.
Okay, yeah.
So I was like... Man, I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to do the hole in the floor.
I almost feel like I'd want to do the hole in the floor while I was over there, just so
I could... give it a go, I suppose. Problem was, these were middle of nowhere hole in the floor toilets.
That's the experience you want, though. That I feel like that's the hole in the floor experience you want.
It was basically the experience that you used to have when you were fucking posting leaflets.
Yes,
So I shit. My aim, by the way, perfect.
Yeah.
Went right down the hole.
Nice.
I was perfect aim.
Yeah.
My butt crack's all shitty because I've just done a turd.
Yeah.
Now, this was a hole in the floor one. They didn't have toilet paper.
Okay.
Well, now, normally they have the butt hose.
Yeah.
Didn't have a butt hose.
Yeah, middle of nowhere, yeah.
Yeah. The women's, apparently, that had a jug full of water. Okay. You'd fill it up with tap and kind of just use a jug.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking gross at that point, let's be honest. No jug in the men's.
Yeah.
And I ain't about to go into the women's, try and use their jug. Yeah. I'll get beheaded. It's like, you know, so... No jug, no toilet paper. Maybe there's some taps. Like, you know, at worst, if you really wanted to, you could maybe wet your hand and like use your hand and then wash your hands.
Yeah.
No taps.
Nice.
No, it was literally just a hole in the floor. It was literally, that's all it was. I'd been given two small tissues from Jasmine before going in because I knew there was nothing there. It just didn't make a dent. Like, so I had to do the pants off.
Yeah.
Use your pants to wipe. Yeah. And go commando tactic. Yeah. The problem was, this is just a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to put my pants.
Like, but in the hole in the ground?
No. This hole was like just bigger than a turd.
Yeah.
It would just be... I could... You can't...
Stuff him down.
Because the other thing was, someone else who also needed a shit didn't have so good aim.
Okay.
So there was like a turd like on like edge of it.
Just knock it down. Just bite it down.
So I had to wipe my ass with my pants and throw them out the window. Oh. There was like a little window. And I have to say, I was stood there for a few minutes thinking, do I do the hole? Do I put my window? So what I did, I waited long enough to think, right, they can't need much longer. Because there was, you know, everyone else in the car was using the bathroom. They can't need much longer than this to the bathroom. I'm going to do it now, and then hopefully we can just go pretty much as soon as I'm done. So that was kind of my tactic, which pretty much worked. So I kind of just threw them out and then left really quick. But it's going to be fine, because they were a brand of pants called, what do Americans call pants?
Underwear.
Yeah. They were a brand of underwear called Tokyo Laundry.
Yeah.
So they're going to think it's someone from Tokyo.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. We're just going to see on the news one day, like, Saudi Arabia declares war on all of Tokyo.
For disrespecting their holy toilets.
Yeah.
So that's kind of...
We now go to a representative in Saudi Arabia to see why the war is triggered. He's like holding the pants like, they leave their shitty briefs!
Maybe that'd do some good for the world, who knows. Dogs. God, I'm sick of talking about dogs. We should be done. now. Well, we've got one now. There's another dog here now. Fostering another dog. He's called Billy. He's a guide dog temporary foster. So essentially, when you temporary foster for guide dogs, well, how do I explain this? So I've explained this before. Dogs that are going to be guide dogs can't really start the training until they're about a year old. So they need people to foster them for a year from being a puppy till they're ready to do the guide dog training. We're not doing that. Those people that are doing that can go on holiday sometimes. And it's up to us to do a temporary week or two looking after those dogs while they're on holiday. So that's the thing we've done a couple of times. The last dog we had that was a fucking absolute demon was one of those. And the dog we've currently got, called Billy, who's just downstairs, I believe, is what we've got for that as well. The difference between the last dog and this one is massive.
Jake loves this dog. Do you know how I can tell Jake loves this dog and this is Jake's love for a dog? Is I saw him pick up a toy to try and play with a dog. But even just a moment, that's fucking groundbreaking for Jake, let me give some context
on that, though. The dog is fucking huge.
Yeah, he's massive.
Right? And he was laid right in front of the door that we needed to go through. So, like, it was mostly to try and get him out of the way of the dog.
No, because you wanted to make the dog happy. That was
I want dogs to be happy. I'm not absolutely evil.
You want to hook them all up to that, like, big machine that they had on Rick and Morty where all the Mortys were, like, tied up being stabbed in the fucking... So you want to do that to every dog?
Some of the dogs I've met, that would be nice.
Yeah.
No, but he is one of the best dogs I've ever met, this one, because he's just, you can tell who the people who've been looking after him have been doing their job. He's well behaved. He's got a really good temperament. He's a good dog.
I've never met a dog that's so professional in what he does. He's 10 months old, and it was like the way he was acting, I felt like I should call him sir. He was
he's gonna be an absolute superstar guide dog. And I can't fucking wait for him to leave my house. It's like, I'm telling you, I'm consistent. I don't like the fuckers. He's probably, potentially, my favourite dog I've ever met. And I can't wait for him to leave me alone. It's like, even so, it's like right now, I know that he's down there on his own and someone really should be minding him. And because he's good, but like, there's still a dog. You can't. Yeah.
And he's young as well.
Yeah. So someone should be minding him. And it's like, we went out to get some food early. It's like, we have to come back pretty quick because there's a dog here. It's like, if I want to go on a walk somewhere, Jasmine might be like, oh, can I come? And then dog's got to come as well. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I want to go on a walk for a nice, peaceful walk. And then it's the whole walk's about the dog. What's the dog doing? Where's it going? Mm-hmm. What do I have to do next? Oh, there's another dog coming. It's all of that. Like, even the best dogs, it's all that's going to be there. So it's just, and freedom and everything to be able to do stuff. Like, even down to small stuff like the door to this room, I have to make sure it's shut. Because if for whatever reason the one downstairs isn't, and he comes up here, it could cost me fucking thousands. There's priceless stuff up here I can't replace. So it's like...
And I break bar for it when I come up.
Exactly, so it's already a problem. But yeah, so it's all of that. It's still even the bestest dog... I'd rather him fuck off. So, you know, and I want the best for him and everything as well. And it's like, another level is that, like, he's huge.
Yeah.
And I've not got a big house, you know.
Yeah.
We have to leave the living room and the kitchen open and then the back door open so that he's got living room, kitchen and the whole back garden to go in when he wants. Yeah, but I don't know, there's not as much to report on or not as much to kind of say when the dog actually behaves. Like I was saying, the last one was really strong. He is so strong.
Yeah.
He doesn't very often at all, but there's an okay level that we've been told of, like, play biting.
Yeah.
And he really is play biting. Yeah. Like, if you, he'd just chomp your arm off if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But because he don't fully know how fragile Jasmine is.
Yeah.
He's like her arm. He's hurt her arm.
Yeah.
When they were playing, he got a bit too excited and play bit her arm. And I think it's bruised.
Yeah.
Quite a bit inside her arm. But I don't know, a family always like, oh, you should go to doctor straight away when someone, like, you know, slightly grazes themselves. And I'm like, is it broken? Obviously not.
Yeah.
They're just going to tell you to heal. Yeah. Like, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
So there is that. And when she's walking him on the lead, I don't think she has ever dared put in much physical effort on a dog, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've said to her, listen, if you have to rag him back with your entire strength, he will be fine.
Yeah.
He's stronger than you. Yeah. Like, you cannot hurt him, basically. Jasmine could probably try and fucking punch him and knock him out, this dog, and it wouldn't hurt him.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, when you kind of have to hold him, the way he's got a lead, it's not like your normal extender leads or whatever. It's got, like, you hold it with two handles and you steer him a bit like a horse, because he's probably closer in size to a horse than anything. But she's like, she don't feel like she can steer him right because she's not very strong.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I had to kind of say to her, look, you're going to have to lean back and yank like mad.
Yeah.
And then that'll be the amount that is just normal for him that he'll need. So it's been interesting to have such a big dog. But even like just the sheer size of him is a bit hard.
Thick as fuck, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thick, THICC.
Well, he's not a chonker, he's fit.
Yeah.
He's quite a sexy dog, actually.
You can't say that. You can't say that. He's
10
months old.
In his balls.
He's
but in dogs, he is.
That's like 7. He's like 7 years old.
No, it's like 6. If I'm gonna be a nonce, I'm doing it right.
Yeah,
no, I can't say that. That was a schooler right there. No, it's all jokes. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, so our neighbour has a German Shepherd as well, which is the same breed that Billy's downstairs. And his dog is older than him. His dog's just about full grown. And Billy downstairs is bigger than him, like by a little bit. So there's such a thing as great German Shepherds.
Yeah.
And they're like, just like next level big.
Yeah.
I tried to Google it here, but like they're all just, there we go. It's like, you know, you can see these huge beasts. So they think there's a bit of like a suspicion that he might be a small great German Shepherd.
Yeah.
So as in, he's essentially like, you think of a direwolf.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what a great German Shepherd's like. And I think he might be a little bit small for one of those, which is still bigger than a normal German Shepherd. This sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well. So, yeah, there he is, Billy. He's. I'm so glad that he's good, because otherwise, fucking hell. But having said that, right, we're not doing it anymore. Because I said, and I think I told you as well, I said going into having this dog, if there's any after last one, and after how fed up I am with all these dogs being a pain in the ass, if there's any problems, we're not doing any of this again.
Yeah.
That's it. You've had your chance. Try and make this doable. It's not been doable. And there's been too many problems even with him. It's not his fault. It's more Jasmine's fault.
Okay.
Essentially, I've had to fix her work laptop today. That's been one of my main tasks at work, because he's knocked water over it.
Okay.
But that's not his fault. It's hers, because she needs to be capable enough of not letting those things happen. So we're done now. Not doing any more of them. I was supposed to send in a picture for like an ID for these guide dog things, but I'm not even going to bother with that anymore. Because, my premise in the first place was, I want to have to do nothing. This has got to be fine for my life to feel essentially like there's not dogs in it.
Yeah.
It has absolutely not even come close to that. It's been shit. So, no, we'll look. I'm happy to look after friends and family's dogs on occasion.
Yeah.
So, like, my family's going away in summer and we're going to look after their dog. But that's it. That's it. That's all we're doing. What have you been up to? You been doing anything?
Oh, God. Nothing at all. Apart from one thing. I watched
Wanking.
Two things. I watched the Fallout show.
Good.
I did.
Well, I've not seen it yet.
Have
sorry.
You not watched the Fallout
None
show?
None of it. I'm sorry.
You know, bring up the fucking,
the spreadsheet. Do I want to know
the spreadsheet?
Is it spoiler too much? Why don't I watch it first? Why don't we get? Why don't I watch it first? And...
Can do it. You can do it.
Yeah, let me
want,
watch it first. Before
I don't know. I wasn't going to say anything that'd spoil it. Like,
yeah, fuck it. I've heard it's good, so it's also, that's all right. That's, you're not going to spoil it anymore.
I don't think my opinion of it would really shape your opinion of it. To be completely honest, I feel like it's just one of those things where you just
if you don't know. What's happening? We have
if you don't know now, you know, sucker, or is it player? I don't know if I can't remember.
Dana White says that. Did he not invent that?
No, he didn't. I think it was Bismarcky.
Fucking hell. I'm not looking into that anymore. What? Fallout. There we go.
Fallout.
It's TV.
Streaming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a spreadsheet where we rate movies and TV shows out of 100, and Judd's going to rate Fallout. We'll probably get into the show itself a lot more when I get round to watching it, but Jasmine wants to watch Dark, which is boring as fuck.
Dark.
So we're gonna watch that first. What do you rate Fallout?
70.
70?
Yeah.
So it's definitely good.
Yeah.
It's not something to rave about loads.
Yeah.
But it's solid and
yeah.
And if you watch Fallout, you're gonna enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you've not, you might enjoy it.
I think Fallout, you will enjoy it regardless if you know the source material or not.
Okay.
I think it's much more like that. You have like a little notes section, don't you? Hidden away somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to give this show the highly coveted award. It's so highly coveted that I've literally just made it now.
Okay.
The highly coveted award of proudest.
What?
Proudest. I am fucking proud of this show.
Want me to write proudest?
Yeah, proudest. I'm going to give it the show off. I am proudest off of this show.
But you don't want to write that?
No, just put proudest.
And you don't want to write Judy's proud of this show?
No, just put proudest.
Okay.
Just put proudest.
Fine.
Award for proudest.
We can do what we like. No one's going to stop us.
Like, because when I heard they were going to do a Fallout show, and I do this whenever they say they're going to do a show or a movie or something that I hold so, like, absolutely, like, dear to me. If you think about mediums, which essentially just make up my core personality, it's like, what, Warhammer, Borderlands, fucking Fallout.
Maybe some Bioshock.
Yeah, and Bioshock, yeah. That's my the entire personality. Pretty
I'm
much
trying
all...
to think,
yeah.
Is a...
No, that's it. That's all I got going for me.
Yeah, I was thinking, maybe some of the Joker, but like,
I'm not the Joker, baby.
No. I think it's probably just those things.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the point is basically.
Much those things. Like, when I'm thinking, like, what about the foods he likes? Not really.
Yeah.
It's like just the plainest shit.
Yeah.
It's like void of anything there as well. What about what he drinks? Just like Coke.
Coke,
you know, the most common drink in the world. It's like
Yeah. So whenever, you know, something comes out that's based around one of those properties, I shit myself. I get scared because I'm like, this is so me that if it sucks, if it's dog shit, I'm almost afraid that it's going to change people's outlooks towards me. Because it's like, you know, this show was coming out, and my nan and granddad were always going to watch it with me, but I was like to them, I was like, I'm such a huge Fallout fan, I can't believe they're doing a Fallout show, I hope they do it right.
Mm.
And, you know, if this show would have come out and it would have been absolute fucking dog water, I feel like my nan and granddad would have been looking at me like, this is like one of your favorite things.
Like, you know, if you were really into Lord of the Rings and the first time you kind of experienced it new with someone was that Lord of the Rings show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like this is like what you base half of your identity around, really.
Yeah. That's why I abandoned Star Wars.
Yeah.
It had to be done.
Yeah.
Like a Star Wars was, you know, a potential one of those making up me, and I had to abandon it.
I had to let it go.
And do you know why I think that it becomes more scary now? is because more and more things get ruined as well.
Yeah.
Another great example for me, Harry Potter, has always been a big, big one for me as growing up. Yeah. As I've gotten older, I've had to kind of just distance from it a bit because of, like, the Fantastic Beasts stuff and then some of the stuff around J.K. Rowling and, like, you know...
I have never been let down by an adaptation of a property as much as I've been let down by Artemis Fowl when that came out. When that got a movie.
We're up to three things I've had to move out of Judge Lane. She's going to break them. Was it the Dark Tower or something like that?
No. Artemis Fowl. Dark Tower is a Terry... Not Terry Pratchett. Stephen King.
That's another thing that was terrible. Though.
Yeah, that was also... Yeah. You are right, because that's another thing that was supposed to be a really good Stephen King thing and just wash shit. No, but... Oh, jeez, there's a child being murdered outside. mine was Artemis Fowl. I read all of the Artemis Fowl books as a kid, and I fucking love Artemis Fowl, and it's like, right, okay, I know
oh
where this
God,
fucking goober.
I just googled
look at this
it just
fucking
for some
goober. And, like, this is what I'm talking about. This is, I adore this fucking, like, world and book series. I know, look at this shit. What the fuck is this?
There's an image. There's an image of Judi Dench dressed as like some.
She's like, an
bug
elf.
She's
like an elf.
It's like, oh my God, the imagery and the kind of style that they've done for.
But
this
it is like
movie.
Right, like to give you a little description of
2020,
of,
it's new as well.
Yeah, of Artemis Fowl in the books. Artemis Fowl in the first book is like. It's never said autistic, but autistic, like Sheldon Cooper levels autistic. Think Sheldon Cooper. Think young Sheldon, basically. Yeah. Think young Sheldon, but he's an evil, like, almost ghoulish fucker. Like basically, so... I fucking hate this movie. So the idea is that he's supposed to be, like, this ruthless intellectual that would do anything to, like, regain his past family's fortune. His past family, crime syndicate family's fortune, you know? People who have, like, history in, like, drug dealing and murder and extortion and stuff. Like, he's not a good guy. Then you go to the movie... And it's like, you know, in the books, it's described in the books that he's like spends all of his time in front of his computer slaving away over plans and stuff to make sure like every plan is done meticulously. So he'll spend months in this room and he looks gaunt and nasty and pasty and awful. And in the movie, the opening scene that he is in, he's surfboarding. He's surfboarding. It's like we literally couldn't get further away from the character.
It's like can you imagine he's played by fucking The Rock and he's like, hey, fuck you, it's me, Artemis Fowl.
That's basically what it was.
That's Emis Fowl.
I didn't even get a 10. I didn't even get a 10 out of 100. I literally, I saw that.
Hit a real swanton bomb real quick.
I know. It's all about family. Fuck off. Like, I saw that opening scene and I turned it off immediately. I was like, this, you have...
Well, again, it reminds me of the Lord of the Rings show where they had the black elves. You can't... That doesn't make any sense in the context of this whole thing. There's a... There's a lot of context that's about an uprising against, like, racial discrimination in a fantasy setting. That's really powerful and should be seen as a bastion of what to do against people who are racist and things like that. You've just really grabbed it and fucked it in the ass, that whole concept, by just not giving a shit and pretending like you're doing better for those people by representing them more. Yeah. You're not representing them well. What you're doing is representing that black person as a Nazi.
Yeah.
Is what's kind of going on there, because the elves are supposed to be a bit...
Yeah.
Nazis, but how can they... It don't make any fucking sense. It's wild. Do you know, I found this crazy, you know, I was talking to, when we were on holiday, I was talking to, so, my girlfriend Jasmine's dad is who we went to stay with, and his wife is, well, quite a new wife is staying with him. Well, that sounds like he bought her out there. That's not what I meant. No, he's been with her ages, but they've not been married long, is all I meant. She is very strongly opinionated on stuff. But she's just kind of like, it's not properly based on logic. It's partially just based on what she thinks is true or whatever.
Yeah.
So she really is not a fan of certain kind of trans stuff.
Okay.
She's a big fan of women's spaces, I think. Mm. And, you know, I don't want to misrepresent here, but one of the things we were talking about was race swapping characters in movies and stuff. I don't know if I've talked about all of these. Did I talk to you about Wicked Little Letters?
I don't think so.
So I was talking to her about this. I've given this show 69. Nice. It's a movie, actually. It's starring Olivia Colman. And essentially, it's a movie set just after the First World... Well, it's set after the First World War in an English village. And there's this kind of, like, brash Irish lady. And essentially, there's these letters going round. Well, to start with, they're just targeting this one woman. Mm. Like just essentially slating her, saying, "You're a stinky bitch and you deserve to live in a fucking well," or something like that. But it's all anonymous.
Yeah, okay.
It's really funny. Whenever she reads one of these letters out, it's really funny. And then they start getting sent to everyone and all sorts. Basically, turns out the woman that were being targeted in the first place was the one who was writing them all.
I was literally thinking that. That sounds like she started on herself so that she can give it to others.
It's a good film. Yeah. Sorry for the spoilers. It's a good one for grandparents as well.
Yeah, that sounds like something that Nan and Grandad had really liked, yeah.
So the thing is with that, right?
Yeah.
The main kind of person that works this out and brings her to justice is this female police officer. And she is, I don't know what race the actress is, but she's brown, basically.
She brown?
That makes no fucking sense. Because, like, it's in the 1930s. Like,
yeah, no, she
was. They
were
already saying
that
she's lucky to be a police officer as a woman.
Yeah.
It's based off a true story. She weren't brown in real life.
Yeah.
So it's like. And I don't actually care.
That's worse. That's much worse if it's based off a real thing.
It is. Rather than just being based off a character. But I'll get back to Lord of the Rings again in a sec, which is probably, I think, even worse.
Yeah.
So. The reason why this is a problem, right? You could say, well, it don't matter. It's a story. It don't matter. Yeah. Well, for starters, it's based off a real story, so that matters. But it does matter because the whole thing, the whole reason why there's uproar at these letters and people care so much is because of the historical context of that time. Mm-hmm. People would be in an uproar at that time because there were a lot more kind of hoity-toity and kind of I guess conservative. Nowadays, if you were getting letters like that, if I was getting letters, I'd be like, "Judd, this is a great podcast." People wouldn't care so much. And also, they just wouldn't fucking do it.
You'd be like, "Did you send me these so we could talk about some on podcast, you cheeky little bastard? You're trying to make content."
Nowadays, it'd be like, "Have you heard Xbox Live Chat?" Like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
So it's all about the historical context of this uproar and the fact that it was going to be considered illegal and someone might go to jail for it.
Yeah.
What we're establishing is historical context, very important.
Yeah.
So you can't just have something that completely doesn't make sense in historical context. Yeah. So And Judd's allergic to that bullshit.
I'm allergic to that kind of shit. So stop it.
It don't make any sense. And like I said, what were annoying me with when I was talking to this woman about that is that she didn't like that. But weirdly. Here's one that kind of is seemingly, you would think after what I've just said, I'd have a different opinion on, but I don't. Bridgerton. Do you know what this is? You ever seen that show?
I've heard of it.
So, essentially, it's kind of like a drama romance thing set in kind of like Victorian-ish era type of place, but not really. As in, it's got that setting and aesthetic, but it uses modern music. Like, they dance to modern music and things like that. Yeah. And there's loads of... a lot more diversity in the race.
Yeah.
But it don't matter. Like, because there's not historical context established. Yeah. It's that universe's context established. Now, it borrows a lot from history, but it isn't dependent on history. So it doesn't matter for the story. It's not based on a true story. It doesn't matter for the story. That story, in that world, there was a lot of diversity there, and they also used modern music in a setting that has that aesthetic.
Yeah.
That's what the show is. Now, sounds shit to me. Don't have to like it. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that having a bunch of black people playing the characters is a bad thing in that context. That's fine. It don't matter.
Yeah.
But she don't like that one. Which was weird. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like, she was like, no, set in the past. Can't be brown. Like, that's not the point. That's not why race swapping characters is bad. Lord of the Rings, I was trying to say, well, I'm trying to say to her, well, one of my least favourites is when they did it in Lord of the Rings, because it completely diminishes this really important aspect that's already happened in the timeline of this show, where there's been a bunch of racial conflict that's really important to realising harmony in the world, and that's a really important real-world message. And now that's all been undone by race-swapping some characters. It's like, oh, but it's not real, though, is it? It's like,
yeah.
But you completely don't understand the point at all, do you? It's like what? But anyway, just a little little detour about race swapping. Anyway, have you got any more that you can think of that kind of, because there's a lot of points that kind of are worth going through on, you know, even gender swapping as well, race and gender swapping. Latest June movies, apparently they've gender swapped a character that means it can't make sense because only certain genders of this magical race can do some shite.
I never got what character they were referring to in that.
It's the woman who's like not Fremen, but like,
yeah, she's with the Fremen. The black lady who's with the Fremen, and she's like part of their people, but she's not actually from Arrakis. Oh, here we go.
She came up straight away. I googled Black Lady Fremen, but not really.
No, but if you go on all, the first thing that came up is, here's why Kain's gender is irrelevant.
According to Herbert's law.
I'm not going to read the whole thing, obviously, but like, yeah.
But my friend who has read all the Dune books multiple times and a big fan of this universe, described to me, I can't remember what he said, but when he told me about it, it seemed to fucking matter a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't.
I have watched Dune Part 2, though.
Ooh, well, we'll get to that. I've not watched it yet. I should. I'm excited for it. I've got a good feeling about it, because I've said that I didn't really massively like the first part, and not hate it, but didn't think it was very good. But I feel like this one's gonna.
I feel like more happens in this one.
Yeah,
like it's not. Listen, a lot of it happens in a desert. You are still walking through a desert a lot, but stuff is happening in that desert. So
good.
Yeah,
good.
And you'll be happy to know that whenever something happens, somebody in the background just goes, "Hi!"
Oh yeah, my favourite bit. I did like that meme you sent me about that dog that sings like that.
Yeah.
But I must admit, I was already going through it with dogs.
Yeah.
Like at that point.
This is the Dune music in the background.
Yeah, that's what it's like in the background of Dune. So yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to circle back to Fallout really quick and just say that yes, I'm proud of it, because not only have they like, because I thought like, right, a Fallout show's coming out. Apart from it being a shit, how much is it actually gonna be Fallout, or is it just gonna be a post-apocalyptic thing with like a Fallout paint spray on it, basically? And like, not.
It's hard to pin down that. Because if someone had said to me, what would we need to include in the show to make it Fallout?
Yeah.
I don't know that I could tell you, you know.
For me personally, it'd be, you need to have, I'm not talking Guardians of the Galaxy level humour here, but I'm talking just a pinch of comedy in there, like dark comedy. You need.
Can you kind of like give an example of another movie or show that would be the level that you'd expect? Because a Spider-Man would be.
Yeah, that's too much. That's way too much.
I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure. I'm not entirely.
What about something like John Wick?
It's not funny enough. You're getting closer, but like,
these are all bad movies that I'm looking at now. Let's go over here. Maybe
like Gen V.
Gen V.
Like, yeah, The Boys kind of.
I suppose, because I guess the humor's, I guess. Yeah. I guess. I think, well, yeah.
And it's also, it's Amazon as well, so it's...
Yeah, the same amount of humour as Clarkson's Farm.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe the Mr. Beast show.
Is that really
Mr. Beast doing a game show with Amazon.
Oh, my God.
Biggest prize ever given away.
Really?
In history.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of parts, actually, that in the Fallout show that feel quite boys-coded. Like certain...
It might be the same production team.
Maybe. Might be brought some people
Preacher's another one that's on Amazon, isn't it? And that's kind of... Did you ever watch Preacher?
I watched some of Preacher, yeah.
I watched season one, and I'm like, I like this. Am I going to watch any more of it? And I was kind of like, there's too many things out there, man. I can't. I kind of wanted to, but there's too much stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say a little bit of humour. You want that 50s-60s aesthetic in there. And I'd just say, just like, look at a lot of Fallout... just aesthetics, but that goes on to what I've got to say, because like the aesthetics of Fallout in this show, they fucking nailed everything. Everything. The Vault looks amazing. Right. I never thought I'd want to gush about a location as much, but they fucking got Vault so well done.
From the few bits I've seen, kind of out more in the wilderness, it looks too vibrant to me. It looks really kind of colourful and vibrant, and I've not seen a single Fallout game that's like that.
No,
it's not necessarily a bad thing either, though, but that's only what I've seen.
If you watch the show, don't worry, there's a good amount of dust and orange to look at.
but that's kind of what I'm saying. I don't remember any Fallout game really being orange. Massively.
New Vegas?
Even so, it's more brown. It's more like
it's orange.
Brownie.
Look at the thing. It's orange. Just type in New Vegas and it is orange.
No, because like I'm talking like gameplay. Because the stuff surrounding it. Look, it's like, you know what I mean. It's not vibrant at all. It's kind of dusty brown and
most of the show's like that.
So, but to me, from the bits that I've seen of it, which obviously I've not seen the show yet, it's more vibrant than this. Like, this is what I think of as Fallout New Vegas, which is, like, just looking at... What's the city? Is it Vegas?
That's Vegas.
Kind of looking at Vegas the first time you kind of approach it. Every Fallout game's, like, the opposite of vibrant, pretty much, isn't it? It's all quite...
Yeah.
Well, muted.
There's certain parts of the wasteland, but it's not. Most of it, you'll be surprised to know, after having a couple hundred nukes dropped on it, America is not looking so great. Mm. She's not looking so hot, fellas. But no, I think the power armor looks fucking awesome. There are some bits where it looks quite awkward, but I almost feel like it would be.
Yes,
it would be
big
awkward.
And clunky,
yeah. I gotta say, probably one of the worst things about the show is sometimes the CG looks a bit like, you put the B team on that one,
right?
Fair
enough. It'll get a big budget.
Yeah. Oh no, people have fucking gone crazy about it, so there'll be a big.
Well, this is the thing, gone the Borderlands film.
I know, but the Borderlands
movie. It just makes
movie,
me think how bad the Borderlands.
The Borderlands movie will be the antithesis of the Fallout show. It really will,
and it's really bad for them that both of them have been a thing at the same time.
I want to do a game next podcast. I meant to have it ready for this one, but I didn't have it ready. I want to do a game where I show you pictures from like the set of the Borderlands movie and pictures of cosplay. And try and get you to, like, say which is which.
Well, I know who's playing a lot of the main characters in the Borderlands movie.
I know,
so
I could find some pictures, though, that make you think, is that something that's been made in somebody's shed, or does that have $100,000 written on it?
You know what I was thinking earlier? I was watching a video about how The Rock is such a fake cunt. Yeah. And I've thought this for years. I've never been a fan of The Rock. And he just keeps getting faker and worse.
Yeah.
But do you know who's kind of like tied to that? Not just because of friends. Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart. And that's what I was thinking earlier. I was watching a video about The Rock being fake and thinking, God, I don't want to watch anything with Kevin Hart in. I don't know how that...
Yeah.
You know, I almost thought an addition to our movies and TV spreadsheet could be a blacklist. Where if any certain actors,
I see what you're saying. So you've got The Rock, you've got
no,
We'll throw Eddie Murphy on it as well, and Donald Glover. Get them all.
Perhaps Will Smith. On
yeah, Will Smith. On. No, well, he can go on the blacklist. I think more than The Rock, Will Smith is.
No. There's not a single movie that The Rock's been in that's been like. Well, I was going to say there's not been a single movie The Rock's been in that's been good. There's a one, maybe two Fast and Furious movies that I slightly like that he's been in. But there's never been a time The Rock's been in a movie and I've been happy about it. Never. Yeah. Whereas, like, Will Smith, there's movies he's been in that I really like. Like, I, Robot, for example.
Yeah.
Great movie. Definitely. If you've never seen I, Robot, definitely need to watch. I Am Legend is another one, you know. He's got some cracking movies, Will Smith, so, like, nah. But whereas, like, The Rock and Kevin Hart,
yeah.
I could quite happily just never watch anything with them in again. I feel like I'm going to have to watch Borderlands, though. Just a bit out of obligation.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to, but I'm not looking forward to it at all.
Yeah, after that, I think I might make the list of actors where I'm not watching anything with them in again. Can you think of anyone right now?
Yeah, Zendaya. I hate looking at a fucking ugly face. I hate looking at an ugly fucking bitch face.
The joke is that Judd's just decided to hate on one of the most beautiful women in the world right now. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anyone, because there is some people. Some people might say Adam Sandler, for example. I like Adam Sandler stuff.
Can I just say, circling back to Zendaya, Paul Atreides should have had that first vision in the deserts of Arrakis, seen her and gone, fuck that, let's go back home.
She should have seen him and said, fuck that.
Yeah, I would have screamed and I would have shouted White Devil and fucking stoned him.
Yeah, why not? Oh, God.
And then they would have fucked, what's-his-face, the guy who played Moon Knight, who was Duke Leto.
Oscar
Isaac. Because he's dead. Yeah, the Duke, not Oscar Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
I got really upset then for a second.
I've just been looking at some of the worst-rated films on here. The lead from The Fault in Our Stars.
Mm-hmm.
The lead woman, I could happily never watch anything with her in again.
I don't think I could ever tell you what she's. I can't
well,
even.
Well, the other
like,
thing that
you,
she's been in is Divergent. Is. Do you remember that fucking Hunger Games knockoff?
I never watched that either.
I watched the first one and was like, nah.
I was too much of a Hunger Games fan, so I never even.
Do you know what? Not just actors though. Directors as well, because you know, like all these fucking bullshit, highly praised directors, like your Stanley Kubrick and your fucking Alfred Hitchcock.
I know you don't like Quentin Tarantino.
Tarantino's probably my favorite out of those three.
Yeah, I like some of fucking hell. You just said his name and I forgot.
Tarantino, Kubrick.
No, Kubrick. I like some of Kubrick's work.
I don't like any of it. It's shite. Do you know who's getting there for me? I mean, he's lucky he fucking made the Batman trilogy he did. Christopher Nolan. Holy shit, he's made some bad films.
Did he do Rebel Moon?
I don't know. I've not seen that.
Was that Zack Snyder, the fucking hack?
He's another one that's weird.
Zack Snyder.
I would take, at this point, I'd rather watch a Zack Snyder thing than a Christopher Nolan thing.
He opened up one Warhammer 40k book, read it, and went, I am going to make a movie, and then gave it none of the soul or aesthetic.
Okay, good.
And it literally everybody hated it.
But there is another one for me, Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Every film he's made has been critically acclaimed and they're all shit.
I liked the UFO.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's bad.
What is it though? What's it called?
They all have a stupid title that don't really matter. Yeah. The only one that's got a decent title is Us. That's kind of relevant, but it's not great.
Yeah.
It's fucking called I'm Scared or some shite. I don't know. Yeah. It's just like, it's such a stupidly generic title for a horror film.
Or is it Nope? It's Nope, innit?
Peele.
Is it Nope? Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah, it's
there
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
Why is it called that?
Yeah.
That's so shit. Oh, God. I could happily never watch anything he makes ever again. Well, actually, The comedy that he does in the Key and Peele
I was going to say, I actually really like Key and Peele.
It's not like amazing, but it's pretty good. It's like, more often than not, I find it funny.
I think it depends on the bit. Like,
yeah,
it depends,
definitely.
Yeah.
They definitely miss sometimes, for sure. But, yeah, what else? Is there anything else?
I feel like Taika Waititi's kind of slipping a little bit.
Maybe.
He's knocked out of the park a fair few times, so he's good for that. But like, I just feel like he's slipping a bit.
I was thinking that Mindy from who does the Velma one, and you know what she called?
Oh yeah, 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 Mindy Kaling, yeah,
yeah. Who was she? She was someone else.
What's her face in The Office?
Yeah, but that's the redeeming thing for her. But yeah, she was something else, weren't she? Yeah. Like.
She, I don't know. I remember that she was in that one.
She's on Inside Out.
She's Disgust, I think, in Inside Out.
She's not 2015
sadness.
One. Oh, Disgust.
Yeah, she's Disgust.
Oh, which one's that?
The
green one. Oh, the most forgettable one. That. I've seen the 40-year-old. See, she's so fucking weird, to me, because she makes some utter pretentious shite, and then she'll be in something else and be really funny.
She'll be in good stuff, but she makes shit, yeah.
But, well, I don't know, though, because sometimes, it's like if she wants to be, she's good.
Yeah.
But then doesn't be, for some reason. I don't know. Amy Schumer is probably an actress one that's like, I'm not going to watch anything with her in... I don't know. Anyway, that's enough. That you go. Nope. I gave it 23.
Nope.
Fucking terrible film. RuPaul. I'm not going to watch anything with RuPaul in. that'll do me. Who directed The Shining? Is that one? That's one
that
of the bullshit directors.
That was Stanley Kubrick.
What a fucking awful film. That, oh my god, I can't believe that scene is one of the greats. It's gone down his. The ending of that is absolutely.
It's a fucking icicle.
It's just an icicle! I swear that film's a bizarre comedy. I swear. I laughed at that film multiple times, and not in a good way.
I like the bit where the guy's sucking the other guy off and he's wearing like a sheep mask or something, and it's like just never.
It's like something they do in fucking Scary Movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That honestly, I swear, that's The Shining's a prequel to Scary Movie. I swear, it's so like that. This is what terrifies me in the world is things like this. It's like, how can people perceive that film so differently to what I see it as? How can people see things so drastically differently? I know people are different, but fucking hell. Anyway, right. Video games. Apex Legends has got a new season, Judd. And they brought back solos.
Yeah.
After years of saying that, this is going to be bad for the game. We're not bringing it back. It's unhealthy for the game. They brought it back. They've fucking run out of ideas, haven't they?
They sure have. I know they fucking run out of ideas because I saw the new character they were thinking about releasing. And even I looked at that and went, that's Wraith.
That's edgy Wraith.
Yeah. And she's already edgy.
Yeah.
So, like, it's Wraith again.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I do like the new character. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Overpowered, though. Needs to be
Why?
Pulled
she's,
down.
She's Wraith.
No, it's different. I can show you in a bit. But they brought back solos, right? But not really.
Okay, all right.
So they brought it back as a temporary mode to replace duos for the start of this season. Probably testing some bits out, seeing how it goes. It's gone already. It's like we had like 2 days of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, I've been loving it. It's so good. I wanted solos this whole time. And it's so funny. I'll have to go through I don't know if I can actually do it on here. Some of the stuff I've seen on Reddit about it, because people are so fucking ridiculous. They'll be wanting solos back for so long. It's been one of the most asked for things the whole time. As soon as we get it back, people are like, I don't like solos. And do you know why that is? Because they're shit.
Yeah.
They're bad.
Yeah.
And the whole time, they wanted to blame their teammates for it, because that's what everyone does. I've been doing that this whole time. And now that they've not got any teammates, they're doing terrible. Guess who's not doing terrible, Judd? Fucking me, right? I didn't... You know when you lose so often in something, you think... maybe it is me. Maybe I'm just, you know, maybe it's just copium and I'm just like kind of spouting shit.
Yeah.
But even though I don't think it is, but maybe it is, I've got numbers that can prove it's not now. Let's have a look at them. So, going into this season, my lifetime kill-to-death ratio was 1.8, which is actually pretty good from what I've seen. A lot of people who've been post-traumatic saying, if you get a 1 KD, you're probably somewhere just above average.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's actually not the worst. It's actually pretty decent. Out of 104 games, I had 15 wins in my lifetime of thought. So let's work out what percent that is. So 15 divided by 104 times 100. So times 100, is that right?
Oh, that's right. 14.4.
That's not 14%, is it?
Why not? Why can't that be 14%, Jake?
I suppose it is about 14%, which again, pretty good, actually. Yeah. It's not been that. And bear in mind, that's going to be slightly inflated because I didn't play a lot of the time on this account. I've played in lower level ranked lobbies, so like, you know, your silver lobbies and things like that. So yeah, 14% at best win rate and a kill to death ratio of 1.8. Now my kill to death is 5.25.
Yeah.
My win rate is 80%.
Yeah.
80%. The only game that I didn't win to start with, I got second. And that's only because I didn't realise that some of the rules are changed on solos and like the zone coming in hurts a lot more.
Okay.
Things like that. So I didn't realise that and I died to the zone. Okay. So essentially, I'm not going to say I should have won every game. We'll go with the 80%. But, like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, and you know, this might drop. In fact, I think I've played a bit since this, and it has dropped a bit, but it's not, you know, it's very much within the same place. I've played a lot more games now. I've never got less than third.
Yeah.
Never. Not even once in solos. It's like,
yeah,
you know, so it's utter vindication for me that, like, it proves that it was the teammates all along.
Yeah,
but it's great because on Reddit there's all these people like saying, "Oh, there's something that doesn't really gel too well with it. I don't seem to be doing too well. Oh, you know,
yeah,
the matchmaking's terrible. I'm always against like Apex Predators or whatever like that." Well, the matchmaking's same for me.
Mm.
I'm doing fine. I don't know what to tell you. It's like, it's literally, they remove all the reasons that could be something else causing the problem.
Yeah.
And they complain. And it's like, you've literally got the most pure get good mode that you could ever have. And they just don't realise. They still don't realise. Everyone's... it's killing me. They're fucking idiots. Anyway. Here's another thing that's blown my mind. They've altered the Broken Moon map, right? Barely.
Okay.
Like, they've barely altered it. And oh my fucking god. This shows how stupid and shit everyone is, right? Since this map's come out, people have slated it. They have hated this map. Absolutely remove it, delete it completely, never bring it back. Absolutely hated it. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, I like this map. It's not so bad. It's like, not my favourite, but like, it's not too bad. My favourite is Storm Point, then probably King's Canyon, then probably this. You know, it's third, and then what other ones have we got? Then World's Edge, then Olympus. So, they barely change it. They give it a fucking pink filter, and everyone's like, wow, the changes to this map are so fucking good. Like, they've not done anything. I've barely noticed any changes. It's the same thing, really. The one of the major problems with it for me is they have these zip rails all around it. So it's, you know what a zip line is in Apex?
Yeah.
It's those, but like, they're fast.
Yeah.
And they're just there for everyone to use. So it means that third parties happen really quickly, potentially, depending if there's zip rails nearby, but there often is. So I don't like those. They could get rid of those. Those are all still there. If anything, there's more of them. So, like, literally, the bad bits about it, they're just ignoring it. It's wild. Like, nothing's happened, and they're just switching up on it because opinion. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. So, what was this? I just wanted to look through some of the Reddit comments. What did someone say here? So I'm trying to. It's Reddit's so shit at finding what you need. Where's my comment? Where's it gone?
You not? It's not like a thing on your profile that like shows all replies and.
I guess I'll have to do it like this anyway. So this guy has said, "I hate this response from this sub. Replace the turf on football fields with sharp rocks and broken glass. They'll learn to adapt. If shit fucking sucks to play on, it sucks to play on. Quit imagining that just forcing people to play on it will make it somehow good." This got 157 downvotes, right? Yeah. That's like some people might have upvoted it. So that, you know, that's, yeah. It's really been tanked. So this was in response to saying, is the map I was on about usable for competitive now?
Yeah.
And I kind of responded to this saying, I mean, the guy's wrong, but not for the reasons that people are slating him for. He's right. If something's shit, you don't just force people to adapt to it. That's going to be shit to watch.
Yeah.
Like, you know if a map is tiny and everyone drops on top of each other and it's a clusterfuck and whoever just gets lucky wins. That's not an e-sport. But, yeah. You know, they'll just adapt. Fucking no, they won't. Yeah. That's, like, not how it works. But the problem is it's still not a great map for competitive because of all the zip rails.
Yeah.
So it's still wrong. So everyone's wrong here. That's what we get with Reddit a lot. Let's see what else we've got. So again, someone saying here. Let's have a look. So someone saying, complain about. So solos made me realise how bad the matchmaking is, like I was just saying, right?
Okay.
So blah, 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 matchmaking's bad, I have to fight people who are really good, wah. Meanwhile, the same people complain about skill-based matchmaking.
Yeah.
And say, oh, everyone should be paired together. Well, if everyone gets paired together, you're going to come across some fucking monsters that are going to murk you. It's like, that's going to happen. And that's fine, by the way.
Yeah.
You know?
People are allowed to be better than you at a game.
Yeah. But then when they complain about that, and then when it happens... Oh, yeah. But when it's skill-based matchmaking, it's like... Oh, well, anyway, you get
sorry,
what I'm saying.
I just want a little update on Jake's intense hatred for dogs. Jake is following two communities on Reddit, one of which is called r/dogfreehumor, and the other one is r/dogfree.
Well, I'm also following r/catfree and r/petfree as well, if that helps.
Okay.
And r/childfree should be somewhere on here.
What?
There we are.
What the fuck is r/younglovers?
Young lovers?
Yeah, what's that one?
The fuck are you on about?
That one there that says r/ I love young children.
Okay. He's... fuck you. So anyway, back to this. Someone was saying, I think you at least need some soft matchmaking, which is what I believe too.
Okay.
So you don't want skill-based matchmaking in public game modes. What the fuck is ranked for? Like, you're meant to have a ranked system that matches you with equal skilled players based off your ranked. Fantastic, that's what ranked's for. Public should be public. Yeah. Everyone who's publicly playing the game, put them all in the same place. But I get maybe some soft matchmaking could be good, as in new players. Maybe don't just chuck them in with everyone straight away. Maybe have some kind of, like, more chill lobbies for them. The top, top players maybe have, like, I don't know, a bit of a bracket for them, you know, as well, so they don't just, like, kill everyone constantly. But it should be, like, a wide bracket around your skill, essentially.
Yeah.
Not, like, a really narrow one where everyone's, like, really evenly matched. A wide bracket where there's going to be some people you will destroy in that lobby. You might be the one who's at the bottom of that bracket in this game, but the next game you might be at the top of it.
Yeah.
You know? Something like that. I just said, for me, it feels like it's got that. This season. It feels great. And I think it feels like that because I've not got fucking teammate stuff to deal with. Here's how I describe that to Jasmine. If I'm a 9 out of 10 player, which I'm convinced I am now, I reckon 10 out of 10s is people who are like Apex Predator every time and professionals. So for numbers sake, let's say I'm an 8 out of 10 player, right? I queue up solo and get matched with two teammates. To try and balance things out, they might both be 1 out of 10s
yeah.
to make up the 10,
yeah.
right? But another team might be I don't know, 3 fives. Yeah. 3 5 out of tens, which is 15 compared to 10. Do you get what I'm saying? If you kind of measured like that. And also, like, to spread it across the team is way more effective. So that's the problem with that as well, which kind of, you know, even with matchmaking, that's a problem with matchmaking when you're not doing solos because you got, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's fixed that. Yeah, I just told people that, you know, fucking confirmed to me that randoms are the problem. How do you feel in solos? Let me just look at some of these fucking comments. It's confirmed to me that I am very bad at the game. At least someone will admit it.
Yeah.
This is one that I didn't understand. It's so fun as long as people don't spawn next to me when I fire a single bullet at someone while out in the open. Well, don't shoot at people if you're out in the open. That's all, you've already just gave away your bad. Also, so the way solos works is if you die in solos, you're not just out straight away. You get to redeploy once. But until end game, after a certain point in end game, you don't get to redeploy again.
Okay.
So essentially, what they're saying is they'll start a fight with someone. And then someone else who's been killed will drop on it because you can see a gunfire, and then you know, and then someone else might drop because that fight's happening.
Yeah.
They're getting that sort of thing. Do you remember I was telling you about that three strikes mode?
Yeah.
Where you get three lives and it's a team and everyone's hot dropping and it's constantly people just dropping on each other. Everyone loved that mode! Yeah. Like, what the fuck is wrong with them? This is literally like a better, but it's literally that, but not as much of it. And you hate it, and it's like, what the fuck? I don't understand people. And this described the, like, what I think people should think of this mode completely. This other comment that said, I like the mode. I knew I'm an average player, 0.8 KD, so less than mine. But it helps because I can own my mistakes. It's also funny to see some players realise they suck and complain about it on Reddit. So it's great because, like, if you lose a game with other teammates, vast majority of the time there's going to be so many things completely out of your control that are ridiculous. It's maddening that you can't do anything about it, and it feels unfair because you get punished for it. Solos, you're the only one affecting your game, basically. There's some randomness, like where the zone pulls, and, you know, maybe you might not find ideal loot, but it's very minimized. Even stuff like, oh, they had a better character for that scenario than me. You can pick what character you have, and everyone only gets one choice. Like, that's the thing that I've seen complained about with solo modes on Apex a lot is, if I want to pick Gibraltar, a Wraith's just going to destroy me in solos. Why is that a problem? Yeah. Don't do that then. That's like saying, like, well, if I jump off the edge of the map, I'll lose. Yeah, you should. It's like, what the fuck is that weird entitled, I need to be able to play any character in this mode type of bullshit? And yet, there's becoming characters that are the only ones people are picking, and that's fine. There's no problem with that. You can pick it as well. So, anyway, there you go. That's me talking about solos a lot, and I wish it would be a permanent mode. I don't think this should be solos ranked, necessarily. Maybe. But I kind of think it should kind of be seen as default a multiplayer game. But it's just, it'd be ridiculous to lose solos. It'd just be crazy. Anyway, I've been dying to talk about that. I'm really excited that I'm now a pro player in Apex. I win all my games.
If I was gonna do a limited time mode for Apex, I'd do 50 versus 50.
Lobbies. 50
versus 50.
Yeah. Oh my god. some people have done that in custom lobbies. Well, it's been 30 versus 30 because they didn't have enough people. You know, like two streamers would bring their fans to a lobby. That's pretty cool. But it's not, like, set up for it so you can very accidentally shoot your own teammates.
Yeah.
They'd all have to wear skins of the same colour, so they knew.
Yeah.
I've done that before. It's pretty fun. They should do that. That'd be a good mode. And it'd just be chill. Chill mode. It'd be good. I kind of want to get on it and play it now. Do you know what? A problem I was having yesterday, though, I've been too much conditioned to feel guilty for wanting to play that game. I hate that about life. It sucks.
Yeah.
I don't I doubt that you have that, to be honest.
No, sometimes I do. I've stopped so much with it, though, to be honest. Yeah, I know what you mean, though. I know the feeling.
It's not so much me that guilts myself. It's well, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't get into it, but
Is it your bitch wife?
No, it's not just that, though, as well. Yesterday, when it was, because Solos is not going to be around for long.
Yeah,
she did say, "Oh well, you know, maybe go and play it tonight then while it's here." Mm-hmm. And then I was like, "Sweet," and I wanted to, but then like, I'm playing it and I can't help but feel guilty about it. You know, because I'm too used to trying to sneak on and get a few games in or whatever, and feeling guilty about it then as well. Even though I'm just playing a game. You know, it's like it's not great to feel like that, innit? I don't know. Sucks. And I get it more with Apex than any other game, for sure. Which is why I bought Spider-Man 2.
Nice, good.
That was expensive, but we got some cash back from our remortgage, so I used a bit of that. I've also started working on a guitar. I'm redoing a guitar. I've taken it to bits. I'm sanding it all down. Stuff like that.
Cool.
Are we done? Is that everything?
I think
what are we doing?
That's me done, because I'm sweaty and nasty and I need to go.
You need a thob.
I need a... What the fuck is that?
That's the Saudi Arabians outfit, clothes.
Love a thob. I wish that people just started wearing those in England. Like, it wouldn't be a weird thing for me to walk down the street and that, because I just wear... In this heat, I just wear that all the fucking time.
Me too.
Yeah.
They've started selling them in Next.
Yeah.
But it's different material. It's like thicker material.
Oh, fuck that. The point is that it's thin material.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I guess they figure it's colder in England, so... But...
Yeah. I'm only going to be wearing it in the summer, though.
I know, but it's not for you. Like, they're not selling it for you. You know, they're selling it
Why not?
For...
God damn it, I want one.
I know, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, okay, we'll catch everyone next time, where we will talk about...
I don't know.
We'll talk about man.
I don't know, man.
The man?
The man.
Talk about the man.
The man from Afghan.
We'll see. Right, bye.
Never.